The Capital Connection is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. David Gustina is the producer of The Capital Connection. Support comes from United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President, UUPinfo.org. And New York State United Teachers, representing professionals in education and healthcare, online at nysut.org.
It's the Capital Connection. Hi, I'm Alan Chartok. Joining us this week is Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi, Democrat who is running for governor of New York. Congressman Suozzi is currently a member of the powerful Ways and Means Committee, the chief tax writing committee of the House of Representatives. Tom has been the mayor of Glen Cove, Nassau County, executive, congressman, and now gubernatorial candidate. Congressman Tom Suozzi, welcome to the Capital Connection.
Hey, Alan, it's great to be back on your show. How are you?
Well, we love having you. Okay, so here you have Kathy Hochul, you know, the establishment, let's face it. The regular people who call me up and yell at me if I've said anything they consider critical, is running for governor with a lot of polls behind her and everything else. So, as they said in Forrest Gump, are you crazy? I mean...
What the hell am I doing? Well, as you know, I'm giving up Congress. I'm giving up Congress, which is a great honor and great responsibility, a very important time in history, to run for governor because I feel that not only is our country in trouble with everybody just fighting with each other all the time, all the extremism on both sides, I feel like our state's in so much trouble with taxes and crime and people leaving the state, and I feel like our Democratic Party's in trouble that it's not talking to people about the things that they really care about. And I'm running for governor to try and address these problems using my... As you pointed out, my executive experience, all the things I've done throughout my experience in public life, as a common sense Democrat who's going to address crime and taxes and our troubled schools and protecting the environment. And like you said, she's the establishment. I mean, she raised $20 million in a few months, more than Cuomo did, more than Pataki did, more than Spitzer did, more than anybody ever did. Is that because everybody's saying, oh, I'm so inspired? I'm so inspired by Kathy Hochul. She's laid out such a great vision for the future of New York State. I'm so inspired to change things in our state, and I want to follow her to do this. No, it's all the people that do business with the state. It's all the insiders. It's the establishment, as you said, that is putting money, people who do business with the state, putting money behind her campaign because they want favors. And that's what's given us the highest taxes in America. That's what's given us the net out-migration of 300,000 people, more than any other state in the United States of America. That's what's given us a declining economy throughout the state, but certainly upstate New York for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. My whole life I've been hearing about everybody trying to address upstate decline in the economy. So I'm running to help people, to solve problems, to make the world a better place to live in. And I believe that if I go straight to the people, I can win this race. My polling shows that. I just got to get my message out. So thanks for letting me be on the show.
Well, not at all. And we love having you here. But let me ask you this. You say your polling shows you that. I know you may not be able to give us the exact poll numbers, but what is the polling saying?
The polling says that if I tell people that I'm a common sense Democrat who will work with anybody, Democrats and Republicans, progressives and moderates, to address the problem of taxes and crime and our failing economy, and especially in upstate New York, and to address our troubled schools, and that I've got the experience to do it as a CPA, an attorney, a mayor, a county executive, a member of Congress. And if they look at Kathy Hochul's record, where she was in Congress, she was endorsed by the NRA. She got a 50% rating from the League of Conservation Voters. I was the New York State League of Conservation Voters Environmentalist of the Year for all of New York State, which she said she's going to put the undocumented. She wants to report them to ICE when Spitzer was doing his driver's licenses. I mean, people just aren't for what she was and what she now. She's gone the complete opposite way. She got Brian Benjamin, whose main campaign for controller of New York City was defund the police. She's endorsed a socialist in Queens. We know that she won't fix bail reform. She's given a stiff arm to the mayor of New York City, saying he wants to fix bail reform and try and make it so the judges have discretion to look at the dangerousness of the people that come before them. She won't do it. People don't like those policies. So when you talk to the public about her past record and her current record and how she doesn't really stand for anything, and I'm a person of passionate principles, I mean, you remember when I did the whole thing, fixalbany.com, and I ran against Shelley Silver and Joe Bruno to get the Medicaid cap. And I said that, you know, the Washington Post said last year in August that New York State was the most corrupt state in the United States of America. And you know as well as I do that there have been more officials indicted and lost their jobs based upon scandal that have lost their jobs at the polling booth. People don't want that. They want their politicians to be responsive to the people. And I've got a record throughout my entire career of fighting for people to try and address the problems they care about. And right now, they care about taxes and crime and the environment and troubled schools.
So I see you on Ways and Means. Of course, my congressman over in the 1st District of Massachusetts and a very good friend, a guy I really admire, Richie Neal, is your chair. How can you use your Ways and Means experience to progress?
Well, one of the reasons that I'm running is that, you know, I'm the leader in the country, the leader on Ways and Means and the country, fighting to get the state and local tax deduction back.
Right.
And I've fought like hell. I did this no salt, no deal thing. And I got it passed through the House. We, you know, President Trump and the GOP, when they were in office, they gave a real body blow to New York and Massachusetts and New Jersey and all the Democratic states that have a higher local and state taxes. And they said, we're going to cap your deduction of your property taxes and your state income tax $10,000. Well, that was a crushing blow to New Yorkers. And I've been fighting to get it back. I got it raised to $80,000. Which takes care of 97% of the people in New York State, and it stalled in the Senate because you know the whole thing with Manchin and Sinema. But I learned during that process that you know we're never going to get everything back that we need from Washington, especially on the issue of state and local taxes. We have to reduce the property taxes in New York State. It's crushing us. People are leaving in droves. When I was born in 1962, I'm 59 years old. We had 45 members of Congress from New York State. Today we have 27 members of Congress from New York State, and it's going down to 26 in the new census. And it will continue to decline over time because states like Florida and Texas, which don't pay their teachers, which don't believe in climate change, which don't have the infrastructure, which don't insure their children, have much lower taxes than we do. And people are leaving to move. You know people as well as I do. Everybody on this call knows people who've moved to North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, Arizona. They're leaving us, and we're not growing. So we have to figure out how can we reverse that trend and make New York State the place that people want to be. That's what I'm running for. I want to make this I believe we have the greatest state in the nation. It's fantastic, except the taxes are too high. Crime's getting out of control in certain neighborhoods, and we're not taking care of troubled schools. So if we don't reduce the taxes and the regulations, and I'm a Democrat saying that, we're not going to get the businesses to come back to New York. So we got to do the one-off things, like the global foundries, the targeted investments. But we have to also make the whole climate more attractive for people that locate in New York.
So, Tom Suozzi, how do you get the word out? I mean, what you're saying sounds pretty impressive, but if nobody knows it, didn't happen. You're on this show. We love it. But, you know, if you walk up to people in the street and say, who is he? Maybe they don't know. And that's my question.
Maybe. You're absolutely right, Alan. 60% of New Yorkers don't know who Tom Suozzi is yet. And my polling shows that when they get to know who I am, I win. So I've got to raise the money. I've got to campaign throughout the state and get the word out there. So I'm running commercials right now as we speak. I'm doing telephone town halls. I've had 8 telephone town halls. My last telephone town hall, I had 13,000 registered Democrats on the call. And I'm going to continue to hold telephone town halls. I'm doing one tonight, as a matter of fact, down in Westchester and Rockland. And then I'm going to go to Westchester and Rockland this weekend, and I'm going to say to the people who are on the call, come meet me in person. Let's build an army. I had a kickoff rally in the New York City the other night. I had 1,000 people there. So I am building power of the people by going directly to them. I'm doing the commercials. I got to keep on raising money. Very tough because the insiders are not giving me the money. I'm raising the money to do the commercials. I'm doing the telephone town halls. I'm going out to different places to meet people in person. And I'm doing traditional organizing from the ground up with the people and telling them, listen, I know we're all Democrats. I'm a great Democrat. I was, the New York League of Conservation Voters Environmentalist of the Year for all of New York State. I was the Immigration Council's Person of the Year. I have 100% rating from Planned Parenthood and from the Human Rights Campaign, and I have an F rating from the NRA, and I'm the chair of the Labor Caucus. I'm a great Democrat. But you know what? Democrats care about crime and taxes, too. Democrats care about failing schools. Democrats care about creating jobs for people. You know, upstate New York, north of Putnam and Rockland County, if it was his own state, would be the poorest state in the United States of America. You can't survive in upstate New York unless you have your own college, your own hospital, your own prison, or some great major tourism destination like Saratoga. Otherwise, every other place in the state is dying because it's so oppressive because of the laws passed in Albany, mainly coming from New York City. So we got to fight back against that.
Are you hearing from the insiders, the people who are supporting Hochul's campaign, and saying, what are you doing? You're interfering with us? Are people?
Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton asked me not to run. Jay Jacobs, who I put him in as the chairman of the Nassau County Democrats when I was county executive.
Right.
Now the state chairman has asked me not to run. He sent me emails. A lot of people have asked me not to run because it's the same old insider game. Who wants this? Why do we have the highest taxes in America? Why is our crime rate going up? Why are businesses not locating here? It's the same old insider BS. People are fed up with it. Let's do something to actually make this the Empire State again. Let's do something. We can do it. 75% of the people in jail in New York State, or the country, 75% of the people in jail have a drug, alcohol, or mental health problem. 50% of the people in our jails, Rikers Island, have a learning disability. Bishop Desmond Tutu used to say, we spent a lifetime pulling people out of the river. Let's go upstream and stop them from falling in the river in the first place. I have a plan where we can take all of our social services, all our health and human services funded by the federal government, the state government, the local government, or not-for-profits, push them into our schools to help kids at young ages so that they can have a successful life, so they have an opportunity to succeed. Because those little problems in grade school result in the big problems that get people in standing in line to get a welfare check or to get a food stamps or to get housing assistance or to get heat assistance. Let's address those problems at a young time in life that lead later on, if we don't address them, to crime and poverty and homelessness and dysfunction like domestic violence. We can do these things. I know how to run government. I ran a little mayor, a little town of Glen Cove, my hometown. I ran a big county in Nassau County, bigger than 11 states in the United States of America. I ran the 12th largest police department in the country, bigger than Detroit or Boston. I had the lowest crime rate in the United States of America. I know how to run government. I know how to make things work. My background is a CPA and attorney. I can get things done in government and take this big, giant behemoth, $220 billion enterprise that is New York State government, that's bigger than any Fortune 500 company. I can run it to make it work for the people. That's what I want to do. That's what I've devoted my life to in public service.
So let's get down to practical politics here, Tom Suozzi. Can you win?
I can win. I can win if I raise the money, if I work like a dog, which is what I'm doing, and if I get the message out every single day. And that's what I'm doing every single day.
So you know,
when I was growing up, I looked at my parents. Okay, my father was born in Italy. I had three immigrant grandparents. My mom was born in Queens in St. Albans. And they all lived through the Depression. And my dad fought in World War II. Guy was a navigator on a B-24. Got involved in public life. I saw pictures growing up, a picture of my, and still in my office, a picture of my dad campaigning with John F. Kennedy. And they did this stuff in the 60s, and my parents in the 60s, and Martin Luther King. And I always used to think to myself as a kid, wow, I didn't immigrate from another country. I didn't live through the Depression. I didn't fight in World War II. I didn't do the 60s campaign. What am I going to do to make the world a better place? What's my big contribution? And I've always tried to live up to that example of my family, my parents, of public service as mayor, as county executive, as a member of Congress. But I feel like right now, this time in history, we see the Ukrainians fighting against the Russians. I mean, what's that about? It's about freedom and democracy. Well, what's freedom and democracy? It's politics. Everybody says, oh, politics, I don't like politics. We need people involved in politics to save us from this dysfunction, from the most corrupt state in the United States of America. The people have to do that. That's what they're dying for in the Ukraine. That's why we send people to war throughout our history, is for politics, freedom and democracy. Let's save our state. Let's fight back against the establishment. Let's do something about the taxes and the crime and the kids that are left behind in schools that don't have a future, the families that are struggling and they see their kids moving away and their grandkids moving away because they have no opportunity. Let's do something about it. We can do it.
Tom Suozzi, let me ask you a question. Obviously, Mario Cuomo, who I knew quite well and interviewed for more years than I want to remember, capitalized on his Italian heritage. Can you do that?
Well, it's not as popular as it was in those days. I'm going to capitalize on my Italian heritage. I mean, you know, a lot of Italians have become Republicans, quite frankly. I am a first-generation American. My running mate, Diana Reyna, is also a first-generation American. Diana Reyna was the first elected Dominican woman in the history of New York State. And she served on the city council in Brooklyn for 12 years. And she was the deputy borough president for Eric Adams for 4 years. And if she's elected as my lieutenant governor, she'll be the first Latina elected statewide in the history of New York State. So I'm talking to all immigrants, all new Americans, as well as long-term Americans who've been around for a long time to say, listen, we can all do this together. We can take back our state, but we have to wrest control from the same old politicians that have given us all these problems. Alan, you've been reporting on this for years. You know the whole insider game.
Indeed.
We got to break through it.
Well, indeed, there is an insider game here. I can't deny that. The establishment, and I've had some calls myself, I called the governor competent, and that was seen as a betrayal. So what about the idea that a man is taking on what could become the first elected female governor of New York?
Well, let me make it very clear that I want to congratulate the governor on being the first woman governor in the history of New York State. She's made history, and that's a wonderful thing. But it's not enough. It's not enough to make history. You have to be able to do the job and break us out of this torpor that we've been in New York State. And I've got the proven executive experience. I've run things before as a CPA, as an attorney, as a mayor, as a county executive. I know how to make government work. I'm a common sense Democrat. I'm not going to pander to the left. I'm not going to back down to the right. I'm going to work with Democrats and Republicans, with progressives, with moderates. I'll work with anybody to get the job done. And what's the issues you're running on? I don't even know what the governor's been in office. I don't know how long. She hasn't released her schedule since October, where she's using all the state aircraft all the time and doing fundraisers using the state resources. And she had to return some of the money. Wait till the rest of her calendar comes out. What is she running on? I'm running on reducing taxes, on fighting crime, on helping our troubled schools, and I have a plan to do it. What's her plan? What's her big agenda item? That she's not Andrew Cuomo? That's her big thing? That she's the first woman? Those are all wonderful things, but that's not enough. Our state's in trouble. It's a $220 billion enterprise that is losing more people than any other state in the United States of America. That's not enough. I've got to be conscious of the fact that I'm not a woman and that I'm a downstate person who represents Queens and Long Island right now. But I've got a campaign to people saying I'm going to represent everybody, that I think there's so much potential, the greatest potential in New York State, the greatest potential is north of Putnam and Rockland County.
Let me ask you a question, Tom Suozzi. When will you know that your campaign is catching fire?
I know it already. I started at 6%. I went to 9%. I came to 16%. In the last public poll that came out. I'm going to keep on moving up, and she's going to keep on moving down. And as time goes on, people will know. And I feel it from the people I talk to. I had this rally last Tuesday at the Sheraton Hotel in Manhattan. I had 1,000 people there. It looked like the United Nations. People were ecstatic. They're on fire. I do it on these telephone town halls. I had no less than 5,000 people on every town. I've covered every single piece of the state. I had no less than 5,000 people on every call. Last call, I had 13,000 people. So I feel it already. I've just got to keep on going. It's a grind. You never know what's going to happen with a campaign until Election Day. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the president of the United States of America twice. Ed Koch was supposed to beat Mario Cuomo. Mario Cuomo was supposed to beat George Pataki. We've seen it throughout history that you can break through if you tell the people why you're running. And it connects with them, that they feel that you're there to help them. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay, so where would you say you fall? I think you mentioned this before, but I want to make sure I get this right. On the Democratic spectrum from progressive to conservative.
It depends on the issue. I mean, I don't use those labels myself. Everybody wants to paint me as a moderate all the time, which is, you know, fine because I'm a white guy from the suburbs. But the reality is that I'm very progressive when it comes to the environment. I'm very progressive when it comes to immigration. I'm very progressive on certain issues, and I'm more moderate on other issues. So I'm a common sense Democrat. Listen, I'm as big an environmentalist as anybody you know. I've received awards from Al Gore and from a whole bunch of different groups over the years. I'm a big fighter for the environment. But you know what? Common sense tells us we got to do it in a way. We can't have New York State just go it alone so that our utility prices go through the roof and people see their utility rates go through the roof and we knock people out of their jobs. working at these plants. So we have to balance our zeal to address the environment with our need to make sure that we don't push people out of the state even further by making it less affordable, by making the utility rates go through the roof and knocking union workers out of their utility jobs. We have to balance those things. That's why I fight so hard to get the money from the federal government. I'll increase taxes at the federal level on the wealthiest Americans. I've voted for it many times. I'll fight for environmental programs at the federal level. But we got to reduce taxes at the New York State level because people are leaving. We can't do all these things ourselves so that people leave New York, go across the border into Pennsylvania or into Massachusetts or some other state, and they continue to pollute in those states. So the pollution's still there, but we lost the jobs and the tax base in the process.
So let me ask you a question. It's a little bit tricky question here, but both Andrew Cuomo and Elliot Spitzer had their problems when it came to, well, let's just put it this way, sexual hijinks. Are you sensitive to that, and are you examining your history?
I've been in public life since 1994. I was the youngest mayor in the history of Glen Cove. There has never been and there will never be any allegations about that type of conduct about Tom Suozzi. I'm happily married. I have a great family. It's the central part of my life. You'll never hear something like that. I will never embarrass my family or our state or disrespect myself by conducting that type of activity.
Will you campaign for or endorse Hochul if you don't win the primary?
Absolutely. I'll support the Democratic nominee.
Okay. Anytime somebody mentions the word Albany, the specter of ethics comes up, ethics reform, ethics.
With good reason.
So, got a plan?
Well, one of the things we should do is change the campaign finance rules. Right now, literally, people can give up to $67,000 to a statewide candidate, which is absurd. And we see that all that money comes from people who do business with the state. We should knock the campaign finance rules to be the same as they are at the federal level. It would be simple. It would be straightforward. Nobody should be able to give more than $2,900 a person to a state candidate. That would be a clean, easy way to do it, commonsensical, fix it pretty quickly. We should restrict people who do business with the state from giving money to candidates for a statewide office. There's a whole host of things that we need to do. As I said before, New York State was rated the most corrupt state in the United States of America by the Washington Post last August. More people have lost their jobs at the courthouse from scandal and have lost their jobs at the polling booth. I've been doing that for years. I started a thing called FixAlbany.com back in 2000, I don't forget what it was now, three or four, as a county executive in Nassau County. I had the worst-run county in America. I was cutting things. I was consolidating departments. I was bringing in new technology, putting in new procedures and processes, and negotiating with the unions, getting all this stuff done. And my Medicaid costs were going up 13% a year. I was like, what the hell is going on here? I talked to Ed Koch and to others. They'd been dealing with the same stuff for years. And I said, we need a Medicaid cap to cap the growth of Medicaid at 3.5% for the local levels. And they wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen to me on anything. So I said, listen, let's defeat a Democrat in the Assembly and let's defeat a Republican in the Senate until they start listening to us. I would only support Democrats. So I supported a Democrat against David Sedikman. And I supported a Democrat against Nancy Lorraine Hoffman, and they won. I became the president of the New York State County Executives Association, and Bruno and Silver held a meeting with me and the other county executives, and we got a Medicaid cap. So I have been fighting this fight for a long time. And I've listened. I ran against Spitzer. Didn't turn out very well for me. Didn't turn out very well for Elliot Spitzer, as we know. I lost my reelection for county executive to a guy named Ed Mangano. I was in office for 8 years. I lost in one of those swing election years right after Obama was elected. Yeah. I lost in 2009 to a guy named Ed Mangano. He got convicted of bribery. So the rule is you can run against
show
me.
Him.
You can run against me, but if you beat me, your life's over after that. So you don't want to beat me.
We're running out of time. We got about 3 minutes left. So I wanted to ask you about the Cuomo thing. He's now making noises about reentering politics, I think, and putting on promos and things like that. So do you think it's a bad idea for former Governor Cuomo re-enter the political sphere?
I think it's much too soon for him to try and do that. Listen, it's human nature. He wants to defend himself. He feels that he's been wrongly excoriated by everybody, and he wants to try and rehabilitate his image. That's human nature that he wants to do that. The problem is in politics, especially with people who are in politics, is we always feel we have to do something. We have to do something. And sometimes the answer is to not do anything and let some time pass and figure out, you know, what's going on in the world. And so, you know, it's his decision. He's going to make his own decision.
Now, listen, Tom Suozzi, we only have 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 56 seconds. I want to get a whole bunch of stuff in. So limit on 1 minute per question. The Russian invasion of Ukraine.
We have to cut off the oil. We got to stop buying oil from Russia. We can't be funding what they're doing. We cannot buy oil in America from Russia, cut off their funding, get our allies to do the same thing.
Redistricting. The Democrats disgrace themselves by doing what they're always accusing the Republicans of doing and by arranging districts so only they can win.
There's no question that they went overboard with the gerrymandering. It's understandable that they did it because they want to make up for what the Republicans did in the Republican states.
Sure.
And they're trying to break it even. But the problem is all these safe seats, all this gerrymandering results in politicians just worrying about their primaries. And when they just worry about their primaries and nobody votes in the primaries, all the politicians pander to their base. That's what gives us extremism. It's a big problem. Gerrymandering is a major problem because politicians just worry about the primaries and they pander to the extremes instead of talking to the people.
How about bail reform? The Democrats didn't do well last time out because a lot of people thought that they were going to be too soft on criminals. What do you say?
We have to do something about bail reform. We have to fix it. I understand the intention behind it. Cash bail is unfair. People shouldn't languish in jail because they can't pay $100 or $200 or $500 in bail. But we have to give judges the discretion to look at the previous records of the people that come before them. You may come before them for a misdemeanor, but what if you were a violent criminal who'd been involved in many incidences previously?
Sure.
Every other state in the United States of America gives judges those discretion. New York does not. We have to fix that.
Did the Democrats blow it by sort of playing on a liberal theme here that really cost them for their misjudgment?
Yes. People are fed up with the extremes. They're sick of the far left. They're sick of the crazy right. They want people who are going to work together for the people. Common sense is what they want. I'm a common sense Democrat. The Democrats can absolutely blow it by not listening to the people about what they care about. What do they care about? They care about taxes. They care about crime. They care about troubled schools.
And the environment, you got, 20 seconds on all the environment. Are we doing enough in New York?
We always have to do more for the environment. I'm a huge environmentalist. As I said, I've received awards on every single topic for the environment. But we have to balance it with common sense. We can't make our utility rates go through the roof. And we can't knock union workers out of their utility jobs.
Anyway, we're out of time. Our guest has been Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi. And Tom, you're always welcome back here. I hope you will come again. A Democrat who's running for governor of New York. Again, thanks so much, Tom Suozzi, for joining us.
Alan, thank you so much. You're a legend, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Oh, shucks.